And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in once again for Meg, who is out sick today. I would let you know that Pep Talk is brought to you by Discover Apple Market, the biggest grocery store on the Gulf Coast. Fresh foods, local charm, and friendly faces. Apple Market, 1021 Scenic Highway, Pensacola. But of course, it is Tuesday, and we have Mike Wiggins in the studio, and the garden line is open, sir. How
are
you doing?
Well, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Oh, we got a wish Meg, a quick recovery.
Yeah, I hear she's got bronchitis.
A lot of that going around.
And, yeah.
We certainly hope she gets back very quickly. If she's listening today and she can talk because of the bronchitis, maybe she'll call in with a question or a, some observation or what have you.
But, well, and if she can't call in, there's always a text line, 437-1620.
Always a text line, absolutely. And anyway, Meg, I hope you feel better very, very quickly. Couple things we need to do, a little housekeeping here. One, we need to thank Skip Vogelsang for being with us last week. Skip, of course, is one of the major players in the Pensacola Camellia Club.
Mm.
And they had their big show at UWF last weekend. Major success. People brought these camellias from all over the South, if you will. It's a huge deal.
Mm.
And Skip, of course, is right in the middle of all of that. And he was wonderful here on the air. Skip does a great thing. I'm sure our listeners who remember that from last week. Skip brings these big trays of camellias into the studio. Now, this is radio, and you're trying to describe a beautiful bloom. I can't do that, but Skip is great at that, at picking up a bloom and describing exactly the petal formation, the colors, and all of that. And then, of course, he's the favorite of the staff here at the radio station because he leaves all these blooms for people
nice.
To enjoy. But in any event, thank him for being on the air, and really congratulate the Pensacola Camellia Club for their successful show.
Yeah,
they do
great.
It every year. Skip comes every year. On the air with us, and we look forward to that in the future.
Awesome.
No doubt about it.
All right.
But, BJ, we've got to talk a little bit about the cold weather.
It is cold.
It is cold, and it was cold last night, or the night before last, when we went down into the 20s. And so a couple things we need to do, or not do, quite frankly. Number one, if you did protect your plants by putting – say a sheet or a frost blanket or what have you on your plants to protect them from the cold. As we get into the, say, midday today, back into the 40s and then into the 50s, we need to be sure to take that off. Now, I hope we didn't use plastic, because if you put some plastic over a plant and leave it on there, it acts like a greenhouse, and it'll literally... Well, this is a little bit too dramatic. It'll burn it up, but it will damage it if you don't take that off quickly after we get into reasonable temperatures.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to do that.
What's a good temperature to take it off?
Oh, I would say if you were in your 40s. I think if you're in mid-40s, mid to high 40s, I'd take it off.
Okay.
No doubt about it. And really, you have to look ahead. If you get into even the low 40s and you know that tonight, for example, say we're not going to get even close to 30s,
mm-hmm.
take it off.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't want it to stay on there so long in the sun, because like I say, it acts like a greenhouse.
Yeah.
And it'll burn up those plants. So you need to take that off. And while we're at it, one thing we said last week and the week before and the week before is be careful when you do put those coverings on your plants. There's the phenomenon known as the lollipop effect. BJ, that's when you've got say you've got a little citrus tree, and so you wrap your sheet or whatever around the top, and then probably tie it down on the trunk. You really need to have that cover go all the way to the ground, and then anchor it, say, with some bricks or what have you, because really, if you'll do that, there is heat coming up from the surface that will help protect that plant. Whereas if you just put that cover over the foliage, over the top, you're not getting the full use of that cover you're putting on there. Mm. And it's just not going to work as well. So take that cover all the way to the ground, if you can. If you've got a 15-foot tree, have to let Mother Nature's just going to have to do what she does.
Yeah.
But one thing about, we all worry about citrus, as far as freezing is concerned. Well, what we did, we got into maybe the high 20s, and that probably did not damage our citrus. People use 20 degrees as a benchmark, mm-hmm. really, for worrying about their citrus freezing, and we did not get there.
Okay.
So I think we're probably going to be okay, but the important thing is, even if you see signs of frost or freeze damage, what you do not want to do is get out there and start cutting it off, pruning the plant. You leave it alone. We're going to leave it alone really probably till early spring,
mm-hmm.
because so many times what looks like you may have a plant that's not going to make it, it will make it. And, of course, one measure of that is if you kind of scratch the bark, and if it's green, you're in pretty good shape.
Yeah.
But we always need to worry about that citrus here in Pensacola, because we can get really cold. I remember, T.P.J., I don't know if you remember back in, well, you're too young to remember this.
I'm not that young, but okay.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. When we went down to single digits back in the 80s?
Okay.
I guess it was. I guess it was in the 80s. Well, no, I think it was 9 degrees or whatever. Well, all bets are off when you get that cold here. We had St. Augustine grass that was damaged. I'll never forget, I had people who had some plants that had never had any cold damage, Japanese yews, ligustrum, that type of thing. And so many times you couldn't tell you had the damage until next spring. So one of the deals is don't get too anxious to go out and start pruning plants because you think they're not going to come back or you think it would benefit the plant. Let her go. Mm-hmm. Let it go for a while, and let's see what happens.
Yeah, we have a citrus tree, and made the mistake our first year down here deciding to prune back the citrus tree.
That's right.
And
that's right.
Week we left to go to Wisconsin, and hey, we had 18 degrees, and my tree started dying. So
there you go.
Learn from me. Don't do it.
I hear you. So we don't want to do any pruning, but one thing we do want to do is water. After a cold spell like this, we certainly want to water everything. And really should have watered prior to the freeze, your yard and your foundation landscaping plants. A good watering. You don't water it like you see on television, like do down in South Florida. PJ, when they water all the citrus and, the ice is on there, and they keep the water on during the entire freeze.
Mm.
We don't want to do that in Pensacola because, one thing, that's a very high-tech deal up and down in South Florida. They've got that down to a science. Here, we can probably just damage our plants if we do that.
Yeah.
So just water before the freeze, and then after the freeze, like today, would be a good chance. Get out there and water those plants. And mm-hmm. So that's probably the way to do it.
Pay attention to that weather forecast and watch those temperatures, right?
Yeah, let's hope that's it for a while. Let's hope we have a Christmas that is, in the 60s and 70s and sunshine and wishing and hoping here. I don't know if that's going to work or not, but let's hope that's the way it is.
Yeah. And you're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you have any questions today, 437-1620.
Like a fresh Christmas tree from Bailey's Produce and Nursery. For over 80 years, Bailey's has been bringing the best of the season to Pensacola. Come and find beautiful trees, fresh garland, handcrafted wreaths, beautiful ornaments, unique pottery, and plants that make perfect gifts. The Bailey's Tree Lot is now open, featuring some of the biggest and most beautiful trees they've had in years. Plus, full service and delivery to make it easy. Bailey's Produce and Nursery, 4301 North Davis Highway. Just look for the big, jolly green giant.
Ladies, join us to be the impact in 2026. I'm Martha Holden, president of Impact 100 Pensacola, a women's organization that has given over $18 million to nonprofits right here. Meet other members and hear about the impact our funding has made at Meet and Mingle sessions through mid-February. Women 18 and older are invited to join us by March 1st. For details, check us out on Facebook or visit impact100pensacola.org. That's impact100pensacola.org.
Thinking of refreshing your home for the holidays? Good news! Jonathan's Flooring can help. Now, through the end of December, Jonathan's is offering a special deal. They'll paint any interior room, walls, and trim up to 12 by 12 feet for only $299, including paint. Select from a large variety of colors, and rest assured, Jonathan's delivers first-class workmanship. To set your home's refresh appointment, stop by Jonathan's Flooring on North Palafox, just south of 9 Mile Road, or online at jonathansflooring.com.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is James Johnson with Northstone Baptist Church wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Emily Lynn
and Peyton Kacherny at Lazy Boy wishing you a happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Julie Black with FFS Roofing and Construction wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg, who is unfortunately out sick today. We certainly wish her the best. You are listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins, and we're talking about the cold weather and how that's impacting the plants and the citrus in Florida. And any other advice to offer people today?
Well, a couple of things in regards to poinsettias. Obviously, if you had them on your front porch, as I do, I brought them in during the freeze. You don't want them out there when temperatures go into the freezing, hit the freezing mark. It can do damage to them. There's no doubt about it. But one thing you want to do about poinsettias is be careful with your water. You know, you use the old Garden Line scientific method of determining whether they need watering or not, which is stick your finger in the dirt. And if it's moist, you're good. But most poinsettias, of course, when you buy them, have a foil. They're put into a little foil cover, if you will. Well, what you do, if you water that, obviously what's going to happen is the foil cover is going to start holding water. So what you want to do is for all your poinsettias that have that foil covering, get a knife or a box cutter or scissors and just kind of cut some slits in the bottom of that foil cover. And then get a little plastic tray and set it in the tray. That way, when you water them, the water will, of course, service the plant, what it's supposed to do, and excess will go down into the tray. And all the experts will tell us that that's when you need to empty the tray. The poinsettias don't want to sit in that water. But that way, you don't have that cover, that foil cover, holding that water. And so you need to get out and cut those bottom, just the bottom of the foil cover, and then you'll get that drainage that you need for the poinsettias. But be careful not to overwater them. Obviously, you don't want to let them dry out. But really, stick your finger in there. If it's moist, you're probably in pretty good shape.
Yeah, and that tray is a good tip, too, because we put our poinsettias in front of our fireplace. And so with it being in the home, you don't want it to be leaking everywhere.
No, but you know, but that's a good point, BJ, is putting any of our plants, poinsettias or mums or calanchos or whatever, in front of the fireplace. You know, that can cause problems
Rephrase that. So our fireplace doesn't work. So the poinsettia is more of a decoration.
Okay.
I'm not going to dry it out or set it on fire.
Okay, I was worried about you there, buddy.
Thank you for allowing me to clarify.
Okay, very good. Anyway, that's what you need to do on poinsettias. And, of course, if you're going to buy the poinsettias, and I may be a little late on talking about this, how we did talk about it on earlier shows, if you're going to buy them and you have a choice, the little yellow bud, the red is kind of a combination between a leaf and a bud. It's a bract. That's what the yellow is on a poinsettia. The bud is a little yellow, about as big as a marble, right in the center of the plant, and all the around surrounded by red, if I should say. Okay, if you buy a poinsettia, you want that to be tight, if you can. Now, here at this time of year, end of the season, probably none of them are going to be like that. But if it's tight, that means it's fresh, and it's probably going to last a little longer for you. Most people, I'm going to say most, I may not be speaking for everybody, do not try to keep them that healthy that you can plant them outside. Most people say it's been nice, they were wonderful, and they just let them go, throw them away. But you can plant them outside. And if you do that, you need to plant them outside where they get no light at night. Because looking way ahead to next year, they're a short day plant, and they need that darkness to set buds and blooms for next year.
Oh, interesting.
So anyway, that's the way you want to handle that. I never have tried to grow them outside. I'm not sure they're that attractive in the garden, and if they do bloom, it won't be for long next year. So in any event, be sure to handle your poinsettias that way. That's really very important. One other thing, and this kind of goes back to the citrus, and I'm really, our audience is going to say, Mike, you're repeating yourself, and I really am. But because of the cold, it just reminds us what we need to do insofar as planting, let's say citrus. Let's use that as an example. Insofar as kind of finding a microclimate for the citrus, that's really important. Number one, this is a no-brainer, if you can plant on the south side of the house so you don't have the effects of that north wind. And we had a pure north wind in this last, couple of days ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it was blowing. But that's called a wind block, and that's what you really need to do. You can put it, if you've got pine trees, you can plant, say, a citrus kind of under some well-spaced pine trees, if you will, because you've got to have sun. But still, those pine trees will give you a little bit of a wind block to protect you from the extreme cold. This is one that I always love, and we talked about this last week with Meg and I. If you plant near a swimming pool, believe it or not, water releases a lot of heat, and you might have a few degrees help if you have planted near your swimming pool. And that goes for the same thing next to driveways or patios or even the street. It's going to give off heat, which is going to help protect your plant. Mm-hmm. It's not the total cure, but it's just one more thing that you can do. It's called a microclimate, and that helps.
Okay. Well, you did get a text on the text line here, 437-1620, if you want to ask Mike a question today. And he always gets lots of questions, so make sure you're texting in your questions about your plants. The Toys for Tots was very successful at the Camellia Show. They had nine bikes this year.
Let me tell you what. I will bet you, I may be wrong, that text may have come from our good friend Catherine.
It did, yes.
Catherine reminded us about that Toys for Tots at the Camellia Show. And when Skip was here, he said that that's exactly what they were going to do, have an area, a collection area for Toys for Tots. And so that's great. And Catherine, thanks for that. Thanks for Catherine keeps us honest here. She tells us what we ought to talk about, and I can't tell her how much I appreciate it. And, of course, wish her a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. She's one of our great listeners.
All right. Once again, you're listening to Mike Wiggins on the Garden Line, 437-1620. If you have any questions, we'll be back after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
Attention job seekers, Career Source Escarosa invites you to the Buffalo Rock Pepsi hiring event for their new state-of-the-art facility in Santa Rosa County. This event offers an opportunity to learn about the company's expansion, explore available positions, and engage with leadership as they build a workforce to support advanced operations in the region. On-site interviews will be available this Wednesday from 10 till 2 and Thursday from 4 till 6:30 at their new facility, 4994 Innovation Lane in Milton. Your next career move starts here.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit Davis Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's.
Join News Radio 92.3 as we celebrate and share Christmas together with the annual News Radio 92.3, a Pensacola Christmas concert, starting at 6 p.m. Christmas Eve and running all the way through Christmas Day. It's a Pensacola Christmas tradition, celebrating local voices and warm spirits. Hear local choirs, symphonies, and musicians playing their favorite holiday music. A Pensacola Christmas concert starts 6 p.m. Christmas Eve right here.
Brought to you by Howard Young Flooring on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, this is Andrew McKay, and I wish you and your family a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk, The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who is unfortunately out sick today. We did have a question come in over the break for Mike, and that is from Danny. He says, when is the best time of year to plant a Japanese maple?
Oh, that is a great question. I always say the best time to plant a tree that is dormant, has no leaves on it, is generally in the, well, it is this time of year, especially in January, February. Pick the coldest, nastiest day of the year. And that's probably the best time, because once you start, well, when you plant those up tree like that, it could be a Japanese magnolia, be it a red maple, a dogwood, whatever. You want to do it when it's dormant, has no leaves on it whatsoever, and then plant it, use plenty of water, and you'll be successful. And the reason we do that, one, is because while it's dormant, it's going to go through less of a shock. If you tried to plant that tree out of a container in August, you might have a challenge because it's so hot. But in a cold, nasty day in the winter, when that tree is dormant, is the time to plant it. So you're close to it right now. You probably could get by with it now. But if you have a choice, I might wait till January, February and do it then. That's just my favorite time to do it.
Okay, 437-1620 if you have any questions. One more that we have, it's really more of a comment. Had a hard time choosing between the poinsettias that we're talking about here, the winter rose variety, and then the one that's got like the glitter on it. Any thoughts about poinsettias in terms of style that you prefer?
No, but there are the people who propagate and develop, the growers of poinsettias, have got some of the most amazing combinations of color and variegation and that type of thing. I don't think it makes a bit of difference if you're going to have the poinsettias and keep them till, say, after New Year's. I would simply pick the one that you like, that you enjoy. I don't think you're going to have much of a difference in growth and health. I would go ahead and just get the one you like and enjoy it and then tell it goodbye.
Sounds good. We'll be back with more Pep Talk right after the news break. Again, 437-1620 if you have any questions for Mike Wiggins on The Garden Line, News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. I'm CJ Papa. Expected this morning, the court appearance for the son of legendary Hollywood director Rob Reiner. Cops say Nick Reiner murdered his famous father and his mother, Michelle. Still no sight of that mass shooter from Brown University who has vanished. He killed two teenage students and wounded nine others. The long-delayed report from the Labor Department shows 64,000 jobs created in November.
The feeling here at the White House is that it's a private sector that's really growing the job market here and creating jobs. What really jumped out in this report, though, is the unemployment rate, 4.6%. The last time it was that was September of 2021.
Fox Business's Edward Lawrence, the famous opera house in Sydney, Australia, just a few miles from Bondi Beach, the site of Sunday's horrific anti-Semitic attack, is lit with an image of a Hanukkah menorah honoring the victims. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. Sunshine this morning. We've got 40 degrees right now. Well, we do have an update on that breaking situation in Escambia County this morning. Deputies say three suspects are in custody and firearms have been seized. And this is after some type of an officer-involved shooting incident earlier today. Now, Sheriff Chip Simmons did say that nobody was hit by the gunfire, but this comes after a stolen vehicle out of Santa Rosa County apparently crashed near Norris and Coons Avenues. And deputies are at that scene. They are investigating. They're asking the community to avoid that area if possible. A beloved Pensacola taco stand might be getting a new location. Taqueria El Azador has been operating behind that Shell station on North Davis Highway. Now, it's been there since 2014. The Shell owner planning to redevelop the property. Plans are to demolish the current gas station, then build a new, larger convenience store. Now, if this project gets the green light from Escambia County, El Azador would actually move inside the new building and take up about 2,000 square feet of space inside. During construction, they would temporarily relocate to the back of the property. The restaurant has been pretty well known since 2017 when it was ranked number 4 on a list of best taco joints in America. El Azador recently posted on Facebook thanking the community for over a decade of support. The town of Flomaton has a new police chief. The council, town council there voting unanimously yesterday to promote interim chief Justin Hetrick into the full-time job. Hetrick had been serving as interim chief since earlier this month, and he says transparency and community engagement will be some of his top priorities. 9:33, let's get a check on our Channel 3 forecast.
We are starting the day off cold again with temperatures in the 30s. We'll warm up into the upper 50s for your highs today. Plenty of sunshine for your afternoon. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 49. Heading into Wednesday, partly cloudy skies with a high near 66 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 59. Heading into Thursday, 60% chance of those showers and thunderstorms, high near 70 degrees. And Thursday night, temperatures dropping near 48. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now it's 40 and sunshine. Our next news in 30 minutes. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. New York has filed a lawsuit against UPS alleging the delivery giant stole millions of dollars in wages from seasonal workers in the state. New York Attorney General Letitia James accused UPS of violating labor laws by using unlawful timekeeping practices to underpay seasonal help. UPS has denied the allegations. Slope, an AI lending platform backed by OpenAI CEO Sam Altman and JP Morgan Chase, told CNBC it is launching a partnership with Amazon's independent sellers. The deal will allow sellers to directly apply for financial pulling on Amazon's proprietary data. The Financial Times reports the U.S. has halted a technology trade deal with the U.K. after officials in Washington became frustrated with the pace of progress. The deal was announced in September as part of President Trump's U.K. state visit. It aims to encourage collaboration in areas like artificial intelligence, nuclear fusion, and quantum computing. Stocks are slightly lower. Dow Industrials down by 204. That's Your Money Now.
My grades were bad. I would, get D's and C's.
I appeared to be doing good at my school life, but if you would see me at home, it would have been a completely different story.
I mean, it was just rough focusing on school when your mother is somebody you have to take care of.
It got worse and worse and worse throughout the years.
there are students who need somebody.
They can trust someone, and it could be the first person they've ever trusted in their life.
Communities and Schools is lowering America's dropout rate by helping more than 1.3 million kids every year get whatever they need to succeed in school.
If something was going on at home, we would go just stop by Ms. Liberty's office and talk to her.
Communities and Schools vouched for me when everyone else had lost hope.
You can help change the picture of education right here in your community and across the nation. Visit communitiesandschools.org.
I hear people say we can't save every kid, but I think that we can.
Hi, this is Howard Seaton, marketing consultant with ADX Communications, wishing everyone a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And remember, Santa, it's easier to come through a front door than down a chimney.
Hi, this is Kevin King, operations manager here at Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist 94.5. I hope you have a warm and safe Christmas time. Thank you for your support of our radio stations in 2025, and I hope you have a great 2026.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg. It is, of course, the Garden Line today with Mike Wiggins. He's here to answer your questions. And over the news break, we did get a couple of questions, and they're actually both related to each other. So I'm going to just kind of put them together. And they're related to the live oak trees near the Baptist healthcare facility that you've seen in the news quite a bit. And I know that you got some thoughts on that.
Well, number one, don't need to get into politics here on the Garden Line, but I will say this, that over in that area, there are some very, very beautiful oak trees, heritage oaks, if you will. And what I would hope, and of course I'm going to just have to qualify this by saying I have not studied the property, I have not looked at the trees, but I would certainly hope that many of those trees can be saved. Sometimes when you are going to build, say, affordable housing, let's just use that as an example, you may have to lose some. But I think and hope that there's a compromise in there somewhere where many of those trees can be saved. Now, if I'm saying that wrong, let me know. But that appeals to me, that if we can keep as many as we can, but still build those buildings, if you will, and develop that area, one, that the neighbors want. That's important, that neighborhood wants what's going to happen on that property. And I think a lot of them would like to save a lot of those trees, and I agree with that. You may not be able to save them all. Mm-hmm. I hope there's a compromise in there somewhere.
Yeah, and maybe draw attention to them, to the ones that have been saved, and talk a little bit about the history of that planting.
Well, exactly. It's just, you know, it's heritage oaks. They're beautiful trees, and to knock them all down doesn't appeal to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Exactly.
So pivoting from that, I know we were going to come back from break, and you wanted to discuss good gifts for gardeners.
I do. One other thing I want to say before we get into that. Talking about watering a minute ago.
Oh, yes.
Just don't forget to keep that Christmas tree watered. Remember we talked about when you put your Christmas tree up, you take a cut on it, a fresh cut at the very bottom, and then you put it in your stand and put water in it. Well, I don't know if I buy this or not, but some of the experts would have said that if that water is soaked up by the tree, and it's all gone out of the container that where you have the tree, 30 minutes of that base being exposed, it'll start to seal over. So future water is not really going to do a lot of help for you. Mm. 30 minutes sounds like a little outrageous to me, but that's what I've read.
Yeah,
whether it's true or not, I don't know. Point is, try to keep your water in your tree, and if you do that, you're going to have less needle drop. So, but let's back way up to our first commercial we had for Bailey's. Bailey's has the greatest Christmas tree stands that they will sell you and install on your tree when you buy the Christmas tree from them. Hmm. I've done it for years. And it's a green tub that's on top of the stand itself. And just keep watering that, and you're going to have a fresher tree.
Oh, wow.
So Bailey's does that. Maybe some other folks, too. If mm-hmm. so, let me know. But I know Bailey's has those stands, and they make a fresh cut, drill a hole in the bottom of the trunk, and have a spike that goes into the tree. And so that tree is not going to fall over, but it's going to hold the water in that bowl to be soaked up. So just a note there. And so that's what we need to do.
Yeah.
One other thing, insofar as moving house plants into the house because of the freeze,
mm-hmm.
Be careful where you put them. You don't want to take a Ficus benjamina, which is a weeping fig, which we all probably know about, and bring it in. It's been out in the sun, getting a lot of sun outside all year long, and put it in your dark, cozy den. You need to be sure to put a plant that has enjoyed the sun outside next to a very sunny window. I know mm-hmm. that's kind of a no-brainer, but that's what you do. Now, if you have a spathiphyllum, for example, which has been outside, say in a shady area, you can bring it in kind of gradually, if you will. Give it a little bit of next to near a window that gives a lot of sun, but it can take a lot of, I'm going to say, shade indoors, take less sun than that ficus.
Mm-hmm.
And just kind of pick your plant as to what the sun shade requirements are and kind of get as close to that as you can, moving those plants inside. If not, many times they'll go into a shock. Sometimes they'll lose their leaves. Sometimes they won't make it.
Mm-hmm.
And so be careful where you put that plant. Also, a lot of folks will get all their house plants that have been outside and gather them all together and kind of, I don't want to say jam them together, but that's maybe the best way to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you don't get any airflow. You've got to have that airflow through those plants to keep them healthy while they're inside. So that's kind of what I would do about that.
Okay. Well, a related question I would have, and maybe it's a dumb question, but I've just noticed it with my own plants, because we put a lot of plants on the windowsill, which is right next to the window. Window gets cold, it might have some residue water on it, or it might get too cold because of the temperature on the outside. How does doing something like that impact the plant by putting it on the windowsill, maybe a little bit too close to the glass? And
yeah, I think probably the best way to look at that, PJ, is plants don't like change, okay? I'll give you an example. I've got a Christmas cactus that I just really enjoy. It's just got buds all over it, starting to bloom. But I didn't want to leave that outside, okay? So I brought it inside only for a short period of time. Like when I leave the show today, today I'm going to put it back outside. They don't like a lot of change. If you can duplicate the sun shade requirement indoors as best you can, you can't mm-hmm. do it totally, never, but as best you can indoors, then I think you'll keep them healthy so you can get them back outside when springtime comes. Okay. So that's what I would do.
All right, sounds good. So we do have another question for you on the text line, 437-1620, if you have any questions for Mike today on the Garden Line. It says, good morning, sir. You may have already covered it, and I maybe missed it. I have a large peach tree. When do you suggest that I trim it down? Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, good question. I would do that in its dormant period. Peach tree is going to lose all its leaves. I would do that January, February, even early spring, March. That's when I would do it.
Okay.
And I think you'll be just fine. Sometimes really all you need to do to some of those trees is just get the crossing branches off of them, the dead branches that are there, and really kind of open it up. And that's really all you need to do. And you'll be successful.
Okay. Once again, 437-1620, if you have any questions for Mike today. So, are we continuing on with the gardeners and the Christmas list?
Here we are. Golly, we're almost out of time here, PJ.
We'll do a minute, and then we got to go to commercials.
Okay. I've got a whole bunch of them, so I'm going to give you just a few. One of them is kind of silly, but it's not silly. Give your gardener a set of knee pads.
Yes.
Okay.
My wife. Okay. Yeah, she understands those.
I did not understand those. Mm-hmm. Over my years, I just simply, like if it's a flower bed next to a sidewalk I would just kind of kneel on it, scrape up the knees, and go with it.
She's even got like a little rubber mat too. That's kind of
yes.
I don't know how to describe it, but you can put your knees on that too, and it kind of takes the pressure off.
Absolutely. But these knee pads, you know, they strap on your knees, and of course, as you kneel on anything concrete or next to the pool or whatever, your knees are protected. And I was not a believer until I think somebody gave them to me for Christmas because I complained about my knees so much. And I just can't live with it. I shouldn't say I can't live without them, mm-hmm. but I really do enjoy them because it sure enables me to get into the areas where I used to say, I don't know if I want to kneel down in there. Even in a pine bark bed, you know, you start kneeling in that, you know, it's going to be give you some knee discomfort. But the knee pads are great. So for your gardener who may not have thought of that, that's an interesting gift.
Okay, we'll come back with more Christmas suggestions right after this. News Radio 92.3.
Hey, Pensacola. It's Christina Leavenworth with the Leavenworth team at Levin Rinky Realty. Your home is your most valuable asset, so make sure you're hiring a professional, the Leavenworth team. The Leavenworth team has the knowledge and expertise to help you buy or sell your home with confidence. Don't even think about making a real estate move without at least talking to us first. Contact us today at 850-378-1260. The Leavenworth team. Experience matters, and we're here to help.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
Visit Pensacola is home for all things Pensacola. I'm Darren Schaefer, CEO of Visit Pensacola. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel this week as we discuss what is next for our community.
This week, it is all about Christmas in Pensacola. Downtown lights, where to go, and don't miss out on your chance to catch a picture in front of a holiday cube.
Friday at 9, let us show you the way to beach on News Radio 92.3.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Winterfest continues nightly in downtown Pensacola. Catch the Grinch versus Santa scavenger hunt, the Polar Express tour, Charlie Brown, and of course, photos with Santa. Get all the details at visitpensacola.com. Friday night, it's a festive gallery night all along Palafox. This month's theme is Threads of Cheer. Join your friends and family for the music, food, and over 70 art vendors. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg today. We do have another question for you on the text line. And if you do have questions for Mike today, 437-1620 is the number to text those in. Where do you put your Christmas cactus outside? We had ours on the west facing the deck. It didn't do great.
Yeah, I have mine facing the north. During the growing season, really it'll take a lot of sun. But once it gets into the fall, I like to move it in where it's going to have kind of a little lower temperatures, because there's a range of temperatures where a Christmas cactus will set buds and bloom. So I sort of move it in on, I have it on a patio table, kind of underneath a pergola, if you will, so it gets semi-shade, a lot of sun, but semi-shade. And the temperatures, I think, moderate a little bit, which helps it set those blooms. So that's where I would put it. Being with a northerly exposure, as soon as we looked like we were going to get into the even to the high 30s or low 40s, I pull it in the house and just put it in a window. And as I say, this afternoon I'm going to put it back because, once again, it's like we talked about the houseplants a minute ago. It doesn't like a fluctuation in temperatures and light. It likes a constant temperature, not constant, but it doesn't want those big changes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's what I'm going to do. And I think it'll be okay. And I always worry about bud drop. I mean, we live, not live, but we look forward all year to that Christmas cactus blooming, and it's getting ready just to go crazy. But once again, if we were having a lot of freezes and back in and out of the house and all that, I'd be very worried about blossom drop, which not much you can do about it, but it certainly kind of takes away from what you really wanted it to do.
Mm-hmm. We were talking about Christmas gifts for gardeners, and we were just talking about knee pads before the break and the importance of those, especially as we get older. What other items are on the list here for the gardener in your life?
Okay, let me tell you one. One thing is a gardening book, and I have a suggestion, and I know the folks who've listened to us for a long time have heard me say this. My favorite gardening book is not a Florida book. It's a Texas book. It's called Texas Gardening by a guy by the name of Neil Sperry.
Well, all the plants are bigger in Texas, so
that's
continue.
There you go. You're right. There, well said. Neil Sperry is the guru of gardening talk radio. I think he's all over the state of Texas. But this book, most of it really is geared to a climate like ours. It is. And it has beautiful color pictures of annuals and perennials and vines and vegetables and that type of thing. It's just a fun book. It's called Texas Gardening. And I've used it for years as really a reference. I really enjoy the section on annuals because it's got, you know, picture of the annual and tells you where it should go and how to plant it and all that type of stuff. So anyway, just a suggestion. A gardening book is not a bad gift. Not a bad gift at all.
Okay.
Exactly. Okay. How about this? How about a big handful of garden seeds? I think most of your garden centers have their new selection of seed. It's the 2026 seeds are probably in stock. Go get you a handful of them. You may find some of this year's seeds maybe on sale, keeping in mind that the longer you wait to put seeds in the ground, in other words, if you found a package of seeds that was, 2021, I wouldn't do it because they're not going to propagate as well as fresh seeds do.
So about 4 years? Is that kind of like the...
I think that I would go current.
Right.
No matter what, I would go current.
That actually does bring up a good question. How long should you hold on to those? Because we've had some old seeds, too, that never sprouted because we probably had them too long.
Too long. Exactly right. So if you're going to go to the trouble of buying seeds and planting them and preparing the ground for them, you know, there's no reason not to get good fresh seeds that you know are going to germinate and give you what you want as opposed to being... Well, you were disappointed.
Yes.
That they didn't do anything.
Yes.
So get fresh seeds. But it would be fun to get a big handful of seed packets and give it to your favorite gardener. There may be some in there they don't want to plant, mm-hmm. but it gives them a choice.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Well, if you know what they like, or even if you had something that you really enjoy and you're like, you might really like these.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And sometimes you can find things seed wise, obviously, that you can't find plant wise in your garden center. And so if you want to plant something unusual, an unusual variety, or maybe a basic plant that does well, but it's a variety of that one that's different, seeds may be your answer.
Okay.
Anyway, a pretty good gift.
Yeah. One more tip for the Christmas wish list?
Yeah. Let's see. How about this? How about a hummingbird feeder?
Yes. Especially, for any of the feeders, especially if you can get them squirrel-proof.
Good luck with that.
Well, I mean, we bought one that said squirrel proof, and believe it or not, the squirrels did find a way to beat
the squirrel proof. Yeah, I like the ones that simply have the little red flowers on them.
Uh-huh.
You know, then it holds the liquid, and I hang it from a porch down about 3 feet, and for some reason, the squirrels have not bothered it there.
Hmm.
And we had hummingbirds everywhere this year, but then they just quit. They were gone. And so I'm just going to take mine down, clean them up, and save them for next year.
Yeah.
But it's a nice gift because once the hummingbirds come, they are so much fun to watch. They fight like children.
Yes, they do.
They just fight each other and flowers like, and you sit on your patio, it's like the Blue Angels flying over your head. they just whiz on by. So, in other words, a hummingbird feeder would be a good one.
All right. We'll wrap up the show here next. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. If you have questions, 437-1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida this Thursday at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. The Escambia County Commission deals with two ordinances, one about camping and the other about the size of medians you can be on. City of Milton does good government and seems to have solved their wastewater treatment plant problems. The FBI thwarts a terror plot by the TILFs, the Turtle Island Liberation Front, I kid you not. And the Trump administration issues a list of words you can't use in Head Start applications. You can listen to all these conversations at newsradio923.com.
News Radio Pensacola has a team of experienced and award-winning journalists dedicated to bringing you the most accurate and up-to-date news coverage. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk, The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We did get some questions over the break here, and Mike and I are going to do a lightning round because we only have about 90 seconds left. So the first question is, when is the best time of year to plant a potted satsuma?
You know what I would do? If it's potted and it's healthy, I would wait till spring.
Okay.
Because I hate to plant it outside and then have a hard, hard freeze. This way, in a container, you can bring it back and forth in the garage or what have you. And then next spring, when the chance of a hard freeze is over, plant it then. That's okay. my suggestion.
And what is the best variety of olive to plant in Northwest Florida?
You know, that's an interesting question, and I'm not going to answer that because I'm not sure of the different varieties of olive trees. I know people have tried to grow those here. I don't think our climate is really made for that, but tell you what I'll do. I'll try to find some varieties, and next week I'll bring that to the show.
All right, and we have two trimming questions. So when's the best time to prune a plum tree, and when's the best time to trim a peach tree?
Both answers are the same. I would do it when they're both, all the leaves are gone, they're dormant. I think we can do it anytime, probably in the next 90 days would be the best time to do it.
All right. Thank you for all the questions today on the text line. This is The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm your host, PJ, filling in for Meg, who's out sick today. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable.
Thank you, PJ.